Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, May 26, 2020, here are three big things you need to know. Three, President Donald Trump threatened to move August's Republican National Convention out of North Carolina unless there are guarantees the state will let everyone attend. RNC is scheduled for Charlotte August 24th through the 27th. Two, think people are hungry for sports? Turner saw big numbers for this weekend's golf exhibition featuring Tiger, Phil, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. The network group announced that the match drew an average of 5.8 million viewers. At its peak, 6.3 million people tuned in, setting a record for a cable golf telecast. And number one, the Republican Party launched a legal battle to block California Governor Gavin Newsom from sending all voters at his state mail-in ballots for the general election, arguing the move is unconstitutional and invites voter fraud. But California, not the only state to attempt similar maneuvers. We'll have more on that coming up later on in this hour, including some comments from our lieutenant governor on MSNBC over the weekend on some similar matters. Thank you for joining us this hour two of the Steve Gruber Show on again Tuesday. Don't forget Tuesday after a holiday of Memorial Day on Monday. I am here in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station here. I teach in the journalism department. And by the way, you can find out a whole bunch of stuff about Hillsdale College at hillsdale.edu. We just finished a, is it five-part or six-part? I can't recall. Symposium on coronavirus, talking with noted economists and Alex Berenson and Mark Hemingway and a few other people, including some professors here on campus, about the response and what we do next. Senator Tom Cotton is one of the people talked to there. You can find all those at symposium.hillsdale.edu. Symposium.hillsdale.edu. Some really neat stuff there from Hillsdale College. And I'll just mention quickly, maybe once each time I fill in, you know, Hillsdale College is a pretty special place. I am honored to be here. I am lucky to be here. But again, we do all we do here at Hillsdale because of your support. We don't take any money from the government, not from the state government, not from the federal government. And so we rely on you, our friends, to support us. And of course, I mean, I don't know the numbers. I'm not in that portion of the building. But I assume now more than ever, support is greatly appreciated at hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. And again, I mentioned this too, it's just so neat. You know, our students can't take federal student loans because we don't accept federal money. And so they've got to find ways to finance their education here. And one of the big ways is if you look at our course catalog, we have page after page after page of privately funded grants and scholarships from friends and supporters of the college. And it's just, I mean, it's just awesome. It really is. And if you're interested at all, hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. All right, kicking off this hour with audio from our governor, Gretchen Whitmer. She was in her attempt to hit every media outlet possible nationally while maintaining that she's not really interested in being vice president. She went on Axios on HBO. And a couple of cuts here. One, this is the longer one, asked whether or not she would say yes to being Joe Biden's vice president. This is Axios reporter Alexi McCammond and Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Axios on HBO this weekend on her VP thoughts. Cut one.
I know that you are hyper-focused on Michigan. If Biden asked you to be his VP, would you say yes?
I think this is one of the most important elections, and I know we say every election is the most important in our lifetime. This might be one of the most important in the last 100 years, maybe since our nation's founding. And I've told the Biden team that where I can help them, I want to.
So you would say yes?
You know what? I'm not looking to leave Michigan. I love my state. I worked for 2 years to become governor of the state, and I've only been governor for 16 months. And we're in the midst of a global pandemic, a 500-year flood, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And so I'm not looking to leave. And that's, I think that's all I can say at this point.
So you would say no?
Thank you for having me.
It sounds like you would say no, which is fine.
You know what? I've not said yes or no because I've not been asked. I'm in the mix with, I think, a massive group of phenomenal leaders, and I'm honored to be, but I'm not focusing on that. I am focusing on doing my job every single day.
Unless she's doing a national interview, which seemingly is every day. Axios on HBO, Governor Gretchen Whitmer with Alexi McCammon on vice presidential possibilities. I don't think that she'll be the choice, but you never know. She also said, Governor Whitmer said that she is, where is that? She's censoring herself when she speaks because she does not want to upset President Trump. So she's not saying the truth all the time or not saying the whole truth all the time when she talks about President Trump because she does not want to upset him. Speaking of upsetting, this might rankle you. Detroit news story. Saw this a few places over the weekend that the news had a good write-up yesterday. The owner of a northern Michigan dock company says Governor Gretchen Whitmer's husband wanted his boat placed in the water before the Memorial Day weekend, even as Whitmer urged residents not to rush to the region. Facebook posts from North Shore Dock LLC and its owner, Tad Dowker, focused on what Dowker said was a request last week by Whitmer's husband, Mark Mallory. The post drawn the attention of lawmakers who said the Democratic governor's family might not be following her guidance for the rest of the state. Whitmer's spokeswoman, Tiffany Brown, didn't confirm or deny Monday, which means it's true, right? The assertions made by the marina company or its owner, Brown said the administration wouldn't address every rumor that is spread online. The Facebook post emerged on Thursday, 3 days after Whitmer announced she would lift some business and travel restrictions on the northern lower peninsula and the upper peninsula, where there are many vacation destinations and fewer COVID-19 cases, too. This morning, this is the owner of the docks, wrote, "This morning I was working out when the office called me. There was a gentleman on hold who wanted his boat in the water before the weekend. Being Memorial Weekend and the fact we started working 3 days late, 3 weeks late, means there's no chance this is going to happen. Our office personnel explained this to the man, and he replied, 'I'm the husband to the governor. Will that make a difference?'" Whitmer and Mallory own a property in the Elk Rapids area. North Shore Dock LLC posted a second statement about the situation on Saturday. The company said the post had gone viral and employees did not have time to deal with resulting media requests. Statement did say Mallory was respectful and understanding when the company could not schedule the installation early, though apparently still was trying to Bigfoot this little company by saying, "I'm the husband of the governor. Will that make a difference?" In a statement, the spokeswoman for Whitmer did not specifically confirm or deny the company's assertion. There had been some discussion that one of the reasons the governor opened up that portion of the state is because she and her family to vacation there over Memorial Day weekend. The Detroit News story, purported Northern Michigan boat launch request fuels controversy for Whitmer. You can find that at DetroitNews.com. Jay Cost, visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. We'll talk more next about what American society means. We do things here in America. That's the point. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.